Welcome to the Say Less Show, where our goal is to pause and remember who God is and what His Word says about us. I'm your host, Trisha Mugo. Each day, we'll take a big idea and let its truth sink into our hearts. So the concept for the Say Less Show came a couple years ago when I was dealing with a lot of anxiety. I began to ask myself why these truths that I knew so well about God and my identity in Him and all these scriptures that I had memorized, why they didn't translate into actual faith. Cerebrally, I knew God was good, but I struggled to believe that He was good to me. At my most anxious, I knew God was in control, but I lacked that heart-deep understanding that I needed in my most stressed-out days. Some people think of it as head knowledge versus heart knowledge. You know how we can know a truth but not believe it? Can you think of a time when your Bible knowledge didn't translate into faith? So what's the cure for this? All right, that's the very reason why I'm here. With God's help, we want to sort of massage these big, profound truths into our hearts. And we do this through biblical meditation. When we let our minds dwell on truth, transformation happens. Our minds are renewed as we see the truth of God. So that's what this podcast is all about. It's about pressing pause for a few minutes every day to let our minds ruminate and dwell on truth. We want the Word of God to richly dwell in us, not go in one ear and out the other. So this isn't a time where I'm not hoping to teach you anything new, but really just give you a space and invite you into God's presence where we can humbly pray, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Selah means to pause and think about it. It's a word that we see all over in the Psalms. Maybe it was musical direction. I don't think we're really sure, but we know it means stop for a minute. In our ADD culture, though, the act of meditating or even prayer itself can feel torturous because we are going all the time. So this may take a little bit of practice, but that's the whole point of this. We're going to do it together in community. I'm going to be right here with you. We're going to pray and we're going to ask for God to help our minds to dwell in the truth. So shall we begin? Right now, I just invite you to get into a comfortable position. If it helps you focus, close your eyes. You can inhale and exhale. Just relax. We are in the Father's love. It's encapsulating us. We can't go anywhere from it. We can't hide from it. His love hems us in behind and before, as it says in Psalm 139. So our scripture verse that we're going to really camp out on today is Romans 5:8. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I love this verse. One way to meditate on scripture is by reading the verse over and over again and putting a different emphasis on each word. So we could read it like this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Or we could put the emphasis on a different word: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. If I really want to try to get a truth into my heart, I'll read that verse. Let's see, how many words is it? I'll read it 9 times and just really try to let each word sink into my mind. I'm not going to do that here today. But the main truth that we can take from this, this is a big topic, but I thought we could tackle it since it's the first show, is Christ died for us, that we have a Savior. We need saving. You and I couldn't save ourselves. So God made the world perfectly, but humankind broke it with our sin. We were born sinners, and it's in this Genesis 3 conundrum that sets the stage for God's rescue plan. God sent a perfect substitute for us. 2,000 years ago, His Son entered the world, donned human flesh, went through all the humiliation of living in a human body, and was perfect. He was sinless, and He died on the cross. And when He did this, He enacted the great exchange. He took all of our sin, and He, in exchange, conferred to us His righteousness. So when we believe on him, we are saved. And this is a total act of grace. So salvation comes through faith alone, not works. The good news is we don't have to save ourselves, even though we sometimes try, don't we? Even though our default position is to try and clean up our act before God, we can't save ourselves. Some of you listening may be trying to. Receiving gifts free of charge doesn't come naturally to anyone I know. Surely not me. Probably not you either. We would rather earn salvation. So many religions teach this, that God will weigh our good deeds against our bad ones on some cosmic scale in the afterlife, but man, that is just so not what the Bible teaches. Christianity doesn't work like that. But see, this is good news because we don't have to earn our salvation. We owe everything to God, and our only posture should be thank you laden praise. Christians aren't good people that God picked out of the gutter and cleaned up. They were dead people that he gave spiritual life to. So you have a perfect substitute. You deserve God's wrath, and I deserve God's wrath, but Jesus stepped in and took our place. If you are in Christ, Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection atoned for your sins. Or you can think of it this way. You owed a debt that you could never, ever pay. Let's think $600 billion. But Jesus' death paid that debt for you. So that's what salvation is. We couldn't earn a penny of it. And oh, what love the Father has lavished on us, that we could be called children of God, saved. So let's take a minute and pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving us when we were powerless to save ourselves. Let us rest in the knowledge that you've adopted us as daughters and sons. Let this truth get into our hearts and teach us, Lord, how to preach the gospel to our unbelieving hearts every day when we wake up in our default position, which is probably trying to save ourselves. Whisper to our hearts that you've got this, that your sacrifice was enough. Whew, okay, well, that's a lot of truth. We could keep going, but that's all for today. Thanks for pausing your day with me. Again, I'm Trisha Mugo. I would love to connect with you on Facebook or Instagram or on my website at trishamugo.com. Well, until next time.